USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition activist. Full blocking sanctions will be put back into place against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises starting next Thursday. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency says that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
President Biden has proposed a more than $6 trillion budget for next year, a plan that greatly expands domestic spending and will run a $1 trillion deficit even with its tax increases. Senator Roger Marshall believes the White House's proposal would guarantee continuing inflation. The Kansas Republican tells Fox News that would unfairly target the working class.
I think we begin these negotiations by telling the president, look, you think that this inflation is short-lived? You're throwing gasoline on the fire. Inflation occurs when you're throwing too many dollars at too few goods, and that's exactly what's happening. We can't get people to come back to work because we're throwing too much money at them. We've created artificial shortages of supplies, and now he wants to even print more money. So I think that America needs to start saying, wait a second, Mr. President, we're feeling this inflation right here at home. And by the way, this is a social injustice. Inflation is a tax on hardworking Americans, people that are on fixed incomes as well. So I think we got to take this message to the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The remains of 215 children buried at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School have been uncovered. The Kamloops Tesequepemeek First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Tesequesebeek Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light. The confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.